Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. It's the 20th of December, and no, it's 27th, right? Yeah, December 27th. The year of 2014 is almost done. We're just...
No, what? 2013 is almost done.
What did I say? 2014?
You're rushing past 2014. 2014
okay.
Starts in 14.
2014 starts in just a little bit. 2013 is almost over. You know what? I'm kind of glad, because I don't like 13. I'm not superstitious. I'm not even moderately stitious. But I don't know. 2014 sounds so much more futuristic and advanced, doesn't it?
Yeah, I agree with that. And
2014.
You know, 2013 has been, well, it's been a mixed bag.
Yeah.
It's been a year of tremendous success for us here at the radio station.
Yes.
Our audience is much larger at the end of 2013.
Are you calling them fat? Is that what you're saying? You're saying our audience has gained weight? No, they are. We got a bigger audience.
But undeniably, it's been a year of anxiety. The health care, the politics.
The politics have been horrible.
Has just put a big question mark over the year.
I go along with that. I hear you. I'm down with it. Let me ask you the stupid sports question of the day. You ready? Did they sandbag Aaron Rodgers coming back to the Packers until it was this important situation? Did they not want to risk him getting re-injured? Because, you know, Clay Matthews re-injured his thumb.
A lot of people have said this.
Yeah?
If Sunday's game was meaningless, if the team was already eliminated, I don't think Aaron Rodgers would be playing. I think a lot of people think that that's the case.
Yeah.
What would be the risk versus reward to that?
I don't, you know, for him to possibly re-injure the shoulder and be out and to be done. I mean, because it could be, if it was a really, really bad injury, it could be a career ender. It would be hard. I mean, it would have to be like his arm fell off or something.
I don't think it's a career ender. But if he re-injures the shoulder, it's a career screwing up kind of injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the Packers backup, Matt Flynn.
Yeah.
Something happened to him that he suffered some kind of injury that's either not been disclosed or hasn't been figured out. When he was the Packers' backup, he was hot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That he was thought of as a guy who could start for other teams if he didn't happen to be Aaron Rodgers' backup.
Right.
And he's bummed around from a couple of teams since then. And now that he finds his way back to the Packers, lo and behold, he has no arm strength. He can't throw the ball deep.
So something has happened
to his elbow or his shoulder or whatever. He's not the Matt Flynn that he was a year and a half ago.
Gotcha.
So if Aaron Rodgers gets injured, if he re-injures it, he'll recover from it. He'll have an entire offseason. The question is, would he come back the same?
Would he be the same?
He's Aaron Rodgers. He still has great instincts and a quick release, but his arm is screwed up. He doesn't throw the same way.
Yeah. I was just kind of, you know, kicking this around a little bit. I found it, I don't know, I maybe it's just me and what I do for a living, but when they announced, he's coming back, and I thought, did the last few days make that much of a difference in his arm health, his shoulder health? At that point, did it really? I mean, he went from, nope, he's not ready, to, oh, yeah, he's ready.
Yeah, and this is group thing, too. The Packers have said it's a committee decision. It's not an individual doctor who works for the team, or it's not just the coach's decision.
Yeah.
You know why? Because if Aaron Rodgers gets injured on Sunday, if it was just one guy's decision, that person get run out of town. You can't be the coach who screwed up Aaron Rodgers. Or you can't be the doctor who said, it's okay to play, and that his arm falls off the next week.
Burn him!
We needed coverage before we could make this decision.
You know, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, all four of us said so, because any one of them would be tarred and feathered if the franchise quarterback got messed up.
You don't want the fans showing up at Lambeau with pitchforks and torches. Burn him!
Coach Dan Devine how that works out. I mean, he woke up one morning, he says that his dog got killed, and that he had Packers fans on the front porch of his home.
The fervency of Packer fans is a two-edged sword, isn't it? When they love you big time. When they hate you, you should leave town. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We got a lot of stuff we're going to be doing today. I'm going on vacation on Monday. Matter of fact, right after the show, I'm leaving. And I'm going to miss doing the show. I'm anxious because I am going to miss it. But I'm ready. I'm ready. I am. I'm ready for a little bit of a time off. So hold on tight. We're going to have a fun time today. Don't go anywhere.
It feels good. This show you like. Come on, wake up with us and I'll make a bet. This show you like. We'll find a way to get you up out of your bed. This show you like. Ooh, make you laugh and ease commuting stress. This show you like. We get the feeling you'll stay tuned because we're the best. This show you like, yeah.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.